Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Friday of the 16th week in the year of our Lord, 2022, as we consider Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 44. For many who confess the Apostles' Creed, the subject of our catechism today is the most difficult to understand and the most controversial. This is partly because there are a number of theologians who have taught it wrongly, and partly because it is explicitly taught in detail by the Roman Catholics in a way that is untenable to Protestants. Yet, as we delve into the subject, we find that it is not as controversial as we might think, and serves to underscore the fullness of Christ's sacrifice on our behalf. For in Heidelberg Catechism question 44, we ask, why is it added, "He descended into hell"? We answer, that in my greatest temptations I may be assured that Christ my Lord, by his inexpressible anguish, pains, and terrors, which he suffered in his soul on the cross and before, has redeemed me from the anguish and torment of hell. Before we look to the specific meaning of the phrase, we should first look to the definition of hell, as this is where much of the confusion takes place. For most of us in this day and age, when we hear the word hell, we think of the place of eternal damnation, the place of fire and brimstone, the lake of fire, as it were, where, as is so often found in popular culture, Satan and his demons dwell to make nefarious plots. And while there is a biblical warrant for hell as a place of torment, the lake of fire as found in Revelation, thinking of it only as this is foreign to much of Scripture. The word most often used for hell in the Bible is usually rendered Sheol from the Hebrew. In fact, this word form is used 63 times in the English Standard Version translation. Sheol was considered the place of the dead or the underworld. It is also often called the grave or the pit. Another form used is the Greek, most often translated as Gehenna, or just hell. This word originally referred to the Valley of Hinnom, which was south of Jerusalem and was where dead animal carcasses and offal excrement and trash were thrown to be burned. Indeed, the flames there, in the time of Christ, often did not even go out. The third form, known by many, is Hades, taken from the Greek, originally meaning the realm of the dead, but in the Scriptures often used to refer to the place where the wicked dead repose. Hades does sometimes have overtones of eternal judgment, but usually this is understood better by context. Of the three, Gehenna is the most closely related to our common idea of hell, that place where perpetual fire burns. Sheol and Hades do not generally bear the idea of eternal punishment as much as just the thought of death and the grave. And so the psalmist cries out in Psalm 116, verses 3 and 4, "The snares of death encompassed me, the pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, deliver my soul." Jesus, in Matthew 10, verse 28, said, "Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell," or Gehenna, the place of fire. Thus we recognize that when we speak of hell according to the Scriptures, we must be careful to clarify our meaning, for there are two basic understandings of it: that it is the place of the dead, the grave, or it is the place of unquenchable fire and eternal damnation. And while Sheol and Hades can and often do lead to Gehenna, we cannot assume such unless the text bears it out for us. It is in this fashion we understand the story of Lazarus, Mary and Martha's brother who died in John chapter 11. Simply put, we would say that Lazarus descended to Sheol, the place of the dead, but he did not go to Gehenna, the place of eternal punishment. Thus, as the psalmist might say, "the pangs of Sheol laid upon him," and yet Jesus raised him from the dead. Jesus delivered his soul Jesus brought him back from the grave into the land of the living. That is our great hope as well, that though we go to the grave, as we confessed in Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 42, we will one day be raised up. Though the pangs of Sheol may lay hold of us, Jesus has conquered Sheol, death, and the grave on our behalf, that we might never know Gehenna, the place of eternal death, but only heaven, the place of eternal life and light. To the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.